Hey everybody, it's another NFT circus. It's thank God it's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. We're back. We're doing it again. My co-host Crackers is here. TC will hopefully hop in here soon. And we have some great guests today. We have Nega from Gliding Guardians. We have Jonesy from Corporate World. We have Jose from RAR, and we have Mike Smart from Masters of the Bitcoin. Welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a bizarre week in crypto. I'm sure everyone out there in crypto land has been feeling it. Lots of stuff happened. Luna coin that was to Tether got destabilized. Everything's upside down. People are freaking out. And then at the same time, I wake up this morning and everyone's buying Luna. So I don't get it, man. I don't get it. It goes down, it goes up. That's how this game goes. So it's a roller coaster. And we'll see where this will end up. But let me turn Crackers down. RAR, Jose, sent me a funny link right before we went on air. So I thought, why not cheer up the whole world with a little bit of crypto boy hate from this great song called I'm Not Your Crypto Boy. I'm not sure who is the actual person in this book.
Mention NFTs one more time, and it's guaranteed we're not fucking tonight. You got open sea on your mind, and it should be me that you prioritize. Trying to get through, but it don't compute, cause you're busy aiming for the dumb room. You think I'm enthused, but I got some news for you. I don't care about your crypto, boy. Not it, I'm not even one Bitcoin. The CEO of being unemployed. I got nothing left to give, no, to another crypto, boy. You care more about your currency than you do about us currently.
Hey.
I don't need much, no private key to open up and talk honestly. Cause you're an addict getting mad, you better mask what you mean. In every single conversation, you're out in open sea. It's been so long, so either one, you choose your wallet or me. Well, better hope you're getting laid in Web3. I don't care about your crypto, boy. Not it, I'm not even one bit. CEO of being unemployed. I got nothing left to give, no, to another crypto boy.
I didn't expect you to understand it, but how the fuck you taking my portfolio for granted? And she said to me, why you never have sex with me? Cause I'm too busy showing you all my NFTs. Hold up, do you expect me to feed you? Got plenty of Ethereum, Shiba, and Inu. She said I felt like it's time for a job, I'm good. I got one, baby, it's called Robinhood. I know the market like the back of my hand, but baby girl, can I borrow a grand?
I don't care about your crypto, boy.
You always seem to find a way to tear things down, but this Ethereum is gonna get me out this town. You seen these chips yet? We could be so rich, but I won't take it to the moon if you don't wanna come with. I need that fast life, you're making mixtapes, so please enlighten me, huh? I'm so damn delusional, babe. You're a musician, you work at Arby's, that's why I think what you say.
I don't care about your crypto, boy. Not it, I'm not even one Bitcoin. CEO of being unemployed. I got nothing left to give, no, to another crypto boy. So unaware, I'm even there. I tried to care about you, but there's no point. You're too in love with all your crypto boy.
There you have it. That's the Crypto Boy song. So I thought it was catchy. I thought it was funny. So I thought we'd play that. Sorry.
That is absolutely brilliant.
Right?
All the musicians on Wax should be doing something like this, like collabs like this.
Yeah.
And make NFTs.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, you're going to so miss the boat if you don't do this.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. You have some good stuff going on too, TC. You had some ideas with Yoshi, and Yoshi's doing stuff with Nick too. I think it'd be great. These contests are great, man.
You got to hook up with that.
Man. Yeah, it's great. Anyway, so TC's the other co-host. He's back. He showed up. He came back from the river. He was fishing at the lake. Anyway, so I agree, Alembus. This should totally be minted. I think that's probably
Oh my God.
That's a pretty catchy song, man. So that was great, man. So anyway, So other than the FUD going on in the world and of NFTs, that's going on. So that's pretty cool. But we have a new player in town. This is Gliding Guardians. This is Nega. He is joining us from Australia right now. Hey, how you Nega, doing, Nega?
It's only 9 a.m. here.
Oh, that's not so bad. That's not so bad. That's an easy wake up. You'd have to wake up at like crack of dawn. So that's good. Yeah, so tell us about Gliding Guardians. Tell us about it.
So this is my second series that I worked on before I did I think it was Fatal Tournament, which is another series I've worked on. And now Fatal Tournament was a bunch of battle girls that I worked on. I did like three waves throughout like six different packs and all this kind of thing. Now the Gliding Guardians is something I did on top of that, which is basically a bunch of robotic verb animal things and mechanical beings that the mechanical beings that are and you know my biggest inspiration from this was Bionicle.
Yeah.
Because I was like obsessed with Bionicle all my childhood, and then this when Bionicle came out, and then they came out in 2016, I was all over it. And then they discontinued it. I was really mad. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this myself with blackjack and hookers. And I was like, you know what? No, let's do it.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. And so how did you get into NFTs? How did this all start for you?
Crypto Flash actually mentioned me in it. So he saw me, Crypto Flash, and he was like, oh, get in the wax. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And I got into wax.
When did this start for you? When did you start doing everything?
So I was on NFT since March, but in June, that's when I started it's November last year, I started doing the whole NFT thing, like,
gotcha,
straight on, and that's when I started Fatal Tournament. I started Gliding Guardians this month, and then I started, I think when I did Gliding Guardians this month, I think after this, I'll be doing a polygon profile picture project. So that's going to be cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Are you going to do that over on OpenSea?
Yes, that's on OpenSea, yes.
Nice. And so these other characters right here, these ones, the flamingo, is this part of this
flamingo? She's the guardian of love. And the flamingo is the guardian of love and emotion. I think the owl is the guardian of... Oh, what is he? The guardian of like darkness,
this one right here,
and
right?
Then I think that that's the guardian of darkness, and I think the other one, which is the kiwi, is the guardian of earth and stone, and then the what's the other one? Robin's obviously fire, and the peafowl is the guardian of wind. So it's all elements.
These are cool, man. These are really cool. What do you use for your artwork? What do you do? What do you use?
Krita on PC. So.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I used to do Pixarkey on iPad, but that kind of gone. But I had an iPad, but it actually dropped it. So I was like, oh, no, that's happened. So lost that. And then so I worked on Krita. So now at the moment. So pretty cool. Yeah.
And so what do you have planned? What's the next drop for you?
So after this drop, I think my next drop is actually that profile picture project in OpenSea. And then I think the next drop for Gliding Guardians is probably going to be like probably sometime in August or something. So because I'll be very busy with this other profile picture project. So
How big are you going to make your profile picture project? How many pieces?
5,500.
Ooh, that's a big one, man. That's a big one. Awesome.
Yeah,
man.
And it's going to be on Polygon. I think it's actually named it's called Rebel Rascal Pinup Club, which is another series I'm working on. Which
I like the name. Awesome.
Yeah, it's all rockabilly women.
Oh, very
rockabilly days.
Nice. I want to see it. Cool. I'd like to see that. That'd be cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah, just it's on my Twitter, but if you want to
it
see
is.
That, yeah.
Let's see if I can go there.
Yeah, let's see. There we go. Yeah, no, I tweeted it something about that one there. Where the paper is.
Over there. That one right there.
So that's just some work in progresses. So.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Kind of like an old pinup style a little bit, huh?
yeah, it's definitely that's what it's kind of worked on, and it's also got some clothes and hairstyle that's not on that thing. So yeah, it's right. Just that's going to be it's a pretty big project. Like I'm thinking a roadmap's going to last years. So
nice. Well, hopefully,
but I won't be leaving Wax. Don't worry, guys. I'll be staying on Wax. But
oh, it's okay. You can spread out. You're allowed to do that. We all can go out to other places.
No, I'm saying I'm doing both, and it's
going to be
very busy. Made that.
Well, that's great, man. Well, you're gonna have to come back and tell us about the project when you get done with the PFPs too. You know, after
true. Yeah, sometime in August, I'm going to continue with Baytel Tournament and Gliding Guardian. So nice. It's just July, from now until July, I'm going to be very busy.
Very cool, man.
With this profile picture. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for stopping in, man, and letting us know about this. Yeah. I put the link in the YouTube chat, guys. So go ahead and check out Gliding Guardian.
Is the chat even live?
It is. It was. Yeah, aren't you seeing it?
No.
That's weird.
Oh, there it goes. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Okay. I'll repost it. Let me repost his main link here on Nifty Box here. Pop it back in.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you got it, man. You got it. Yeah, definitely come back, man, and keep telling us about the project as it grows. I like seeing projects grow coming back.
I may have to go now because
that's fine.
Yeah, but then again, thank you, everyone. It was great. It was great to see everyone here. I'll be back then.
Awesome. Sounds great, Nega. Thank you so much for stopping in, man.
Thank you. See ya. Bye.
See ya.
Okay. See ya. Take it easy.
Yeah.
All right. So let's also, before we go any further, if you haven't already, guys, in the YouTube chat, put in $MORB so you're entered in to the giveaways. And what should I do first? I think I'm going to do this one for the giveaway first. We're going to do Lembus did a thing for JR Jeep when he sold out his Favela Boys. So I have one of these to give away. It was a sold out one. So this will be the first draw. And I'm going to just go ahead and draw one right now. So let's see who's going to get this. And yeah! Now, TC, do you want to keep the Lembus? What do you want to do?
What do you mean? There's an option?
Oh, well, I can roll it again. You know what? You're keeping it. Know why? Because I have another one. So we're going to roll it again. We're going to do one more roll. So TC,
go double or nothing, TC. Come on, double or nothing. Always bet. Always bet on double zero.
DMB. DMB, you have won one of these awesome where is it? Where'd it go? There it is. The Lembus JRG sold out Favela Boys number 59. So go ahead and you can get in contact with us on Twitter. All you have to do is contact us at MORBS15. It's scrolling there at the bottom of the window and you can check all that out. So anyway, next thing we're going to do is talk to an old friend of ours, Jose from RAR. He's back.
Yeah,
he's back. He's here to talk about some new stuff going on with RAR. His giveaway bots game is moving forward quite well. He has some drops that he did today. He has a new Betsy out that is amazing. By the way, tell your wife, amazing job on that Betsy. That looks killer. Okay. And amazing job on the animation to you. That was awesome, man. So tell us what's been going on with RAR.
Oh, a lot of stuff. I was checking how many times I was on the show. This is our third time.
Oh man!
We went on. Yes.
We're gonna have to give you like a badge now. I think we gotta start giving people badges.
It was one official and one open mic.
Nice.
It was a Friday, I think. Yes. Oh, where do I start? Oh, we have the Betsy for the yard contest. We have right now we have a drop. It's almost sold. I think there are like
sold out. Yeah, let me go find that one. One second. Let me put that one up. Strike out.
Okay. Yes. Those are the first 20, and it's an NFT token sale.
Oh, gotcha. Let's see, let me put this.
And there are also 150 on secondary market because that's part of the drop. It's our far 14 monster, the one that we on Wax Attack 3.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the animated one.
Yeah, this one's really cool, so, man. That looks the animation is awesome, man. Yeah, you've been busy.
Yes. Yeah. We're very tired also because you know that normally the show starts at 7:20 here.
Yeah.
And today it started at 6:20. I was going to take a nap.
What do you guys have daylight
there's
savings?
So much stuff I didn't do. I wanted to send you some.
Oh man.
It seems so that we have daylight savings.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, I guess
so it's this. It's yes. We are planning our 15th monster of series 2. That's the end of the series. Thanks, Lambas. Thanks. I like your pose.
Yeah.
And we need to go with a bang. So we're still shuffling ideas for the last monster, and then I believe we're going to do what we did with last series. We have this new thing called Only Low Mints. We're going to launch next week.
Right.
It's a series of drops, but using alternate coins. Like we did one with Morbs.
Yeah.
This second one, this Betsy is part of that. It's using Nefty tokens.
Yep.
And we're going to bring those coins that Nefty accepts, Ken and
yep.
other coins.
I think that's a smart idea. I think that's such a smart idea, man. I think that's good to like kind of recycle the catalog a little bit in a different way. I think that's really cool, man.
Yes, give utility to those tokens because dusk and all those things yep. that maybe get in dust. So let's do it, man.
Yeah,
and,
so cool.
And it's only going to be low mints there. It's one true fin and 13 double digits, 11, 22, and 69.
Oh, nice. And nice. Oh, it's 69. You always have to have the 69, right?
Yes. You got to have 69 there.
Right.
Put a child inside of you.
All right, and then we have your giveaway bots. Now, you've been working on this really hard for a long time, man. Now, you're getting pretty close now, right? You're pretty almost there, right?
Yes. We are like two mini games away from getting it done and running and using the coin and everything.
All right.
But right now we have this demo. It's the board demo. For those of you who don't know what a giveaway bot is, it's going to be a play to earn game in the vein of Mario Party. We are taking a lot from that game because we're big fans, and it's not that we're copying everything, right? we're taking some of the cool stuff and recycling. Right now this yes Mikey I believe you were the fourth player, right? You got pummeled that day, I think. You
speaking of which, we're going to need two players here in a second. We're going to hop in here and try this. So I just posted the link in YouTube, so the first two people will be on the screen, but another four people can play another game and so on and so forth, right? Rar, this just kind of like overflows into the next room, correct?
Yes. Every four people, it will open a new room. So,
okay.
Is that you?
That's me. I think that's me.
Okay, that's you. Okay.
That's me. So I'm Pink Bot. on Pinkbot. Okay, we got another one. Who's that? Is that you,
Pinkbot?
Jose?
Okay, another
one. Oh, we got two other ones here.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, no, I'm not doing anything.
Okay. Okay, we have three people in here. We do not know who they are. They could be serial killers. We have no idea who these things are. We're going to have fun here. We're going to play this. All right, keep it cool. There's bombs in here. There's also spaceships. So let's try this out here. All right, so let's see how this goes. Okay, so now we spin, and now I click the screen. I'm three. Whoever's playing, click the screen on wherever you're playing. Who's number green? Whoever's the green bot, I'm not sure who that is.
Oh, we forgot to say that.
Okay, blue bot, you're up. Whoever's the
mobile
blue bot.
Is off the...
Oh yeah, if you're on a mobile, this might not work.
Yes, it's not going to work.
We have one guy on mobile, I think. I think somebody.
The blue one is not on mobile.
Oh, he's not. Okay, click the screen, blue guy, with your mouse if you can. We're stuck because of the blue guy. Okay, everyone attack the blue robot. Everyone attack the blue robot. blue robot, hit the screen. Can we kick the blue robot? Okay, blue robot. Anybody? I don't think so. So we got Lembus is green. Oh, okay, wait.
Okay.
Can you click? Okay. No, he's yellow. He's good. Who's blue?
It seems it's Pixtalgia. No, he's not on yellow.
He says he's yellow. He did it.
Oh man,
we're looking for blue. So anyway, while we figure out who the blue is, we're going to go back to talking about the game. So anyway, so we're now in the game. Should we re-enter? Should we redo this one more time? Let's do this one more time. Let's.
If the blue one doesn't respond, I'm going to shut the room, and then you can all enter again. Except the blue.
Let's do that. Just shut him out. Let's go. We don't got time. He's not clicking the screen. Let's figure this out. No, I think you're okay, Pixelly. I think you were on yellow.
Wow, there are three rooms active now. I'm going to shut them out.
Oh man. Okay, we're shutting you all down. We're going to do this again, guys. Stick with us here. We'll do a giveaway really quick. Let's see what else I got in there. Let's see here. Let's do. We're gonna do a Minger. We're gonna do a Minger bunny. So okay, then we're gonna do a giveaway here for the Minger bun number one here. We're gonna do this right now. This is gonna go out to somebody. This is an awesome one, guys. Is this actually the mint number one? We're gonna do it. Yeah,
it's a one of one.
This is a one of one Minger, guys. This is no joke. Let's do this while we wait for the other thing to happen. And here we go. We're trying it. Let's see who's gonna win. Lembus! Lembus is taking the prizes, man. Taking the prizes. So we got that. So let's check back here with the giveaway area. Let's see, giveaway box, where are we at? There we go. All right, let me refresh.
Okay, I'm going to close everything because there was one people inside a room. Okay, now you can enter.
Okay.
And the blue one, please don't.
Okay. We need three players, guys. Three players. I'm going to post it one more time in the chat. All right.
Blue one, try to contact us to see what happened so we can fix that.
Okay. All right. There's the link, guys. So we're waiting for three others to hop in here to play the game with us live. Here we go. We got one player, two player, three. We're in.
Yes.
Okay.
There they are.
Okay. Now we got to see what order we go in. So here we go. I'm clicking. Click the screen with your mouse if you're playing. There we go. Click the screen with the mouse. We got two now. All right. So now we have two people that are not clicking the mouse. Click the mouse. There we go. All right. We got one more. Click the mouse on the screen. Let's see. Nope. Come on, green. You can do it. You can do it. We're not doing it. We're having the same time. Let's go for another giveaway. Another giveaway until that happens. Uh-huh. We'll figure that out. Let's figure this out. Let's go for another giveaway. Might have to kick everyone out again. All right. We're going to do a Kissy Karen from...
We have two rooms. Maybe I'm going to shut the first one, and then you can get in the other one.
Okay. We're going to do this one. See, when's that one really quick?
On the other.
Okay, let me see. Crypto Co. All right, you win. All right.
Yeah.
You win.
Nice. Congratulations.
There you go, man. There you go. You got that.
Let's
go
back to the sitting on?
All right. We definitely do not have a player on the green. The green is not clicking the screen. We're going to do this one more time. One more time.
Oh, he's on the green.
I'm on the room there with pink 5114.
All right. I'm going again. Okay. I am in another room. Let's see who comes in.
Okay. That's the only room available now, the empty one.
Okay, let's go. Yes, three people that know how to click a mouse on a screen. Okay, we're looking for people that are able. There, oh, we got two. We got a third person that might know how to click a screen.
It's right. I am one of these. I don't know which one.
Swift, man.
Now, okay, one more. Okay, one more. I'm going to send and we're waiting for one more. I'm going to put the link one more time. Looking for just one more player to click the screen. With a mouse. That's okay. There we go. Okay. Now I'm going to click the screen. All right. Now we're going to see who's going to go first. All right.
We can do it.
Yes. We can do it, guys. Come on. Click the screen with the mouse. This is hilarious. There you go. Come on, Yellow. Come on. We can do this. We can
baby
do
baby steps.
This.
Let's go.
Click the screen with the mouse. We can do it.
Oh, right. I almost think it's better this way. That's the game. That's the game.
So this is the game. This is what it's all about, trying to get the fourth person to click the screen. So anyway, there we go.
Yeah,
yes.
I think that was me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay, here we go. We are entering the space. Okay, so green is up first. Who was green? If you remember who green was, click the screen again. There we go. Yep. All right. And you gain some coins. When you land on the blue, you gain coins. When you land on the red, you lose coins.
And the objective is to get that gift on the, lose me. On the left part.
All right. There we go. Oh, you got the spaceship. Let's see? Boom.
See you later, folks.
There you go. He's on the other side. He took a trip to the other side, getting far ahead of us. Collecting coins. All right, let's see who else here. All right, that's me. All right. I got you. All right. And so tell us about this. So explain this a little bit, Jose.
Yes. So this board is called the Colonies. It's what we want to do is to make boards that are themed with other games on the space. So this one would be like Million on Mars and Colonize Mars and all those games that are out in space.
Nice.
So the objective of this board is to get the present that it's in the left part of the, okay, in the left part of the, it was in Ooh, the left
got
part
the he got
of the
board,
but someone activated the
switcheroo. Okay, what just happened right there? Okay, so what happens on the switcheroo there? So obviously the gift and the bomb switch places, right? Is that what happens?
Yes. And now the gift is on the right part of the board. So the blue one is on the right part of the board, the correct part. And if you continue that path, then you're going to get the bomb. That's 10. That's a penalty of 10 coins.
Gotcha.
So if you get to that joint, you should go to the right. But if someone stops on the green spot, then they're going to switch them back.
Gotcha.
Like that.
So this activates it and switch it back now, right?
Rigged.
Yes.
Rigged. Yeah, it's totally rigged.
Yeah.
Good example. So what's going to happen with the finished game is that four players are going to be on seven rounds. Each round it's four turns, and when the round ends, then you're going to get into a mini game. Gotcha. Where you can get coins also.
And the mini game was the elevator one that we've seen before, that's part of, right?
Yes, it's the other demo, the elevator one. That's one of the games, and we need to come up with two more so we can launch.
Very cool. When are you planning to do the first kind of like full beta launch of this?
Right now we have this demo. We've been taking notes about some things that work, not functionally, but as a game.
Yeah.
What? Someone needs to tell me what word does.
What? Okay, so wait, so Mickey is asking if I'm green, if I was blue, would I die? I'm green. If I was blue, would I die? I don't know what we just missed there.
Okay, so you are green. I think you are on the left side of the.
Now, I'm just rolling horrible. So okay, which way? Okay, so this is like when I'm at the hook, it asks you to go left or right, and if I want to go left, right? I think so. Right.
Yes.
Oh, you want to go right. There you go. I switched to Rue. Oh, I switched to Rue, that thing. This is cool, man. Awesome. So then the giveaway bots that are attached to this, how is that going to work? Are they going to turn basically be loaded into the game that you have? How what are you planning to do with that?
Yes. When the game is completed, the development, then you would need a bot to play. And then that bot is going to be rendered as what you have on the NFT. Very because cool. Those are PFPs, avatars, and they are different.
And then this is attached to your token, also, right? You have, yeah. Wait, go ahead.
Yes. Right now, if you have a bot in your wallet, you are mining gift.
Oh wait, you're breaking up a little bit.
Which is the?
Can you say that one more time, Jose? You were breaking up when you were saying that. Hello, Jose. Jose might have got rugged.
Sounds it. Yeah. I'll ask, does anyone know what the presents are for?
The presents get you like 10 coins. I believe when you get the present, you get 10 coins. When you get the bomb, I think it takes away 10 coins, if I remember the last time we played this. So it's kind of just about who gets the most. As you can see, the scores, like if you have more presents and coins, you win that round or whatever. And then they play to the next round. And then he has like this little mini game that he was doing before. But I think we lost Roar. I think he got rugged. So we're going to move on. So thank you, people who are playing. This is the idea of this. We'll talk to him when he gets back. But in the meantime, let's get over to Jonesy. Jonesy, thank you for waiting, my friend. We will have Roar come back up here and we'll talk to him in a second. But anyway, Jonesy is part of Corporate World. If you haven't seen Corporate World on Wax, I don't know where you've been because Corporate World's awesome. You've been putting out amazing stuff since day one. And you've been doing some intern packs lately, which have been really fun. Kind of like a big collab, correct?
Yeah, the purpose of the interns is to highlight other collections, just to show the different, characters from the different collections and how they would interact or change or get corrupted if you work on a toxic environment. So right. I featured the different characters from like Mr. Bear or Spectre or More Cheese and Wine, Buster from Virus Buster as well. If you blend like five of these plus a gold intern, you would see the corrupted version or basically, I asked the creators if they would like to have how would their characters would interact, would react.
And so this would be like the evil Mr. Bear, in other words, correct?
Yeah, it's more it depends on the character. So it's either you become an corrupted,
right,
evil. In the case of like Nudesley, she's a sweet character, so it just made her cry. So
oh, right there, I see it. I see that right here.
So that's that's Pandora.
Oh, that's Pandora. Sorry.
Yeah. So it's quite appropriate with her name. Either like for example, some of them, you know, just get really angry and stuff. So I think you need to scroll way down. I think
way down.
Yeah.
Okay. This one?
The one on the
That's Ludmimoca. That's Ludmimoca, which I love too. That was a good one.
Yeah. So in this case, Ludmimoca became like a cat girl because she was not naughty and stuff. Yeah,
that one's great. I love Noodlesy's one. That's great.
No way. Yeah. In this case, the next one was like the Office Dodo from. He became like he got canned, basically.
Nice.
Literally.
Nice. I love that. That's great. Yeah. And what do you? How do you do a lot of your art, Jonesy? Do you do by hand first, and then get it into the computer? How do you usually work?
Usually by hand. I would do either sketching it in the paper or in the iPad. Then I would also ink it via Procreate in iPad. Then color it there as well.
Yeah.
Then send it to Photoshop.
Gotcha. And do you do this in After Effects, like your motion stuff, or how do you usually do your After Effects stuff?
That's also in Photoshop. Those are video loops that I found. So it's quite nice. I mean, Photoshop has now you can do animation with it, which is quite cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I sound really old. It's like I know Photoshop has done animations, but now you can put in, you can put in a video and, convert it into a GIF as well.
Yeah, it's amazing how far Photoshop's come. I mean, I'm old school too, dude. I mean, I used Photoshop back in the 90s, so it's a totally different machine now than what it used to be.
It is.
This is really cool. Well, this is from Norman. Is this from,
Floyd?
Floyd, yeah, this is Floyd. Yeah. That's really cool, man. Yeah. Norman, that's really cool.
Yeah, in this case, he got destroyed.
Oh my god!
The pressure working was too much.
Yeah. And so, what's the next drop for you for these? What do you got coming?
Well, I'm working on something for Wombat Dungeon, and of course, I'm trying to get in the Series 3 version, Series 3 pack.
Very cool.
Wherein I'm going to present managers, crazy managers.
And what is this? The Monster Lover link that you sent over.
That is my second collection. Oh, basically, very cool. Here I'm trying to give homage to vintage. Comics, romance, novel.
Nice.
Wherein you have a cover and you have a couple usually. And instead of I give it twist, instead of having a leading man or leading lady, I would change it to a monster. So that's gonna be just to give it a twist. So I already had released two versions, one with an undead skeletal mage.
Nice.
And one with this one, the machine man. The next one would be the merman, which is coming this May. So this one is usually a limited supply, 100, and from there, you can blend it to get a one of ones.
Nice.
So you'll get artistic variations of this. I mean, I'm not sure if you can check out the blends.
Let's see. I don't know if this is giving me the blends on this page. It just shows the drops. See.
No, it should be at the bottom of the screen. Oh, no, my phone. Yeah, bottom of the screen. I don't know where it is on this. Where, yeah, oh, there, the top. Up. Go up the what? Top. Oh. Blends.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. There it is. Sorry. Did not
it's,
see that.
Yeah. It's already all.
Oh, these are great. Yeah, I'm going to post the link here in the YouTube chat really quick. People can go check it out. Yeah, these are great. This is awesome, man. Cool. Yeah, I like the half toning that you put in the upgraded blend. This is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, this is more really art style.
Very pulp, you know, like an old pulp comic, you know, like from
The
40s, 50s. I really dig it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to feature here. So
nice. And so then you had another collection. And I saw these pop up a couple weeks ago coming through my feed. And these are the soda pops. So tell me about these.
Yeah. This one is, I'm trying to, you know, get in the EOS market, nice. the blockchain. Oh. So my concept here is, you know, you usually collect, you know, soda pops with different, you know, designs. And with this one, I am going to create different designs on the soda pop and you know, just feature, you know, just different designs and on. Yeah. And, you know, I have some crazy ideas of, you know, gross tasting gross colas and stuff like that. Space colas, you know, different things that I can't, you know, just do in a corporate world.
Right.
The concept here is corporate world is basically producing that's
the soda. This is their soda. Yeah. That's good. It's good tie-in. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. The first one was supposed to be an April Fool's joke wherein I'm not sure if I have it here anywhere. But basically they're manufacturing employees tier, so it's kind of salty and stuff like that. That was the first soda pop, basically. That's where the idea came from.
Very cool. And these will be dropping, you said. When should we be looking out for more of these?
There is already a drop link already. Let me just find
it. Share it in the private chat and I'll share it to the crowd. I'm going to put this out there. This is for EOS, guys. So this is not a Wax. This is on EOS, but there's a lot of stuff happening on EOS. So definitely go check that out for sure. Yeah. Here, I'm waiting for the link and I'll post it here.
Let me see. Yeah, I should have done that instead of the links.
No worries.
Okay, let me see. This is correct. Then I'll send it to you.
All right, cool. Yeah, and here's also his main website, guys. So you can check out all of his stuff that he's done in the past. It's over at corporateworld.cards. And he has amazing stuff in here. The original ones were great. He also does a great Wolverine. We love the Wolverine. It's awesome. It looks good.
You should see my my Doctor Strange costume.
Oh, you can post that. I got to see that, man. That
no. Maybe next time.
Yeah, okay. Next time. Next time we're going to get you, man, for sure. I think there it is. There's the link right here. Let me... put this over here. So this is the current drop for the sodas, guys. So there's some really cool ones here. So let me pop it into the main YouTube chat, guys. If you guys are watching, the link just went into the main drop. And this has which soda is this one?
That's really the cool. Orange and toothpaste flavors.
Nice. One of my favorite flavors of all time.
Yeah. And it's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Well, believe that. All right.
Here we go. Stocks Cola. That's what we need today is a Stocks Cola. That's
cool. Knockout flavor. Yeah, awesome. And if you are able to slow down the video, you can actually read the different ingredients. I tried to put in a little bit of details on it.
Okay. Let me go back around. We're going back around.
Later on,
there it is. Bullseye sweat. What is it? It's bull sweat, bear musk, caramel colored. That's awesome. Definitely go check these out, guys.
P&L, I think it's a profit and loss analysis.
Nice. These are cool. These are really cool. Yeah, go check them out, guys. And they're a great price. And right now, you can't beat it right now. You got to go load up right now. This is the time to load up. Buy the dip. Buy the dips.
Yeah.
So go check
them out. Later on, I'm going to offer these as an AR. I'm just
need
to discover how to do that.
DM me. I'll let you know some secrets.
Yeah. Just call him right. Nifty. Just put him on there speed dial.
Yeah, definitely do that.
I'm going to try and create an app for it so that it checks your wallet and then if you would like to display your we'll see. Awesome. I have to go back and relearn all my programming skills. I haven't done any programming since last August. So
nice.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's hard. That's Jose. I just call Jose. Jose knows the coding language. Ask him. He might be able to help you out. So
I will.
Yeah.
I mean the giveaway bots, that's amazing.
It is, man. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jose, are you able to hear us and talk? Are you able to talk anymore?
Yeah, we lost you there.
Yes.
Yeah. There he is.
It's my ASP is terrible.
No worries. Got cut off. Brutal. But we were able to check out the game, which was really cool. So that was awesome.
Okay.
And then Jonesy was able to have an amazing segue. So it was good. So it's okay. It all worked out. It all worked out for the
there
better.
You go.
Yeah. And so now we're going to do a quick giveaway, and then we're going to move over to Mike Smart with Masters of Bitcoin. So let's do one more giveaway. This one's going to just be for 250 Morbs tokens, guys. 250 Morbs tokens. Let's see who's going to take it. And the winner is Humble Drawing. You want another 250 Morbs tokens? You can get in contact over at Morbs15 on Twitter. I'll send that stuff over to you. Also, if you have Morbs tokens, we have a Morbs Mini Mart. If you go to Morbs.app, there's a little mini mart. You can click it, and it shows all the listings that people have been putting up with Morbs because it's now listed over at Nifty Box and NFT Hive. And also, Jose's Gift Bots, token is available also at NFT Hive. So I'm sure he's going to be doing some releases with that soon as well too. So anyway, I didn't even show the screen.
No, you did not show the screen. I could see it in the bottom. It's like he doesn't realize he's doing this without showing the screen.
Yep, I just didn't show the screen, but I swear to God that was Humble Drawing. So just to make sure, we'll do an NFT drop real quick. Let's do let's see which one we'll do. Let's do a sheepster. Let's do the sheepster. This is from La Galleria. This is a good one, man. This was a good pack. This pack was really good. The sheepster number 21, guys. Let's see who's going to take this one home. Yeah. Rar takes it. Rar gets the La Galleria. So awesome. So let's now move on over to Mike Smart from the Masters of Bitcoin. How you doing, Mike? How's it been going, man?
Terrific. Thanks for having us.
Hey, bro.
Up TC.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Long time no see.
And so tell us about the Masters of Bitcoin. This is like a big project. There's something like 21,000 unique action figure NFTs. How is this? Is it like a PFP? Like, were they going to be different, or are they all different? How's this? How's this being built?
So this is not my project. Actually, I'm with MetaBuilders, and we took on Masters of the Bitcoin as a client to help them enter the metaverse and market for them and things like that.
Right.
And that's why I snuck in there and got one of my characters, or got myself as one of the characters. But the guy whose collection it actually is Teddy Warlord in the chat, David Fuchs. I believe he's here. Are you still here, David?
Let's see. I don't know. Not
but, no, I think he might have. He was here and then he jumped and then he came back in. So I think he left. And
okay.
We have an issue.
Well, either way. Just... No big deal. So anyhow, basically, Masters of the Bitcoin is a action figure, an NFT action figure collection that is going to translate into physical action figures.
Oh, nice.
And right now, the collection is being created on Nifty blocks.
Cool.
And there's going to be a mechanism in there where you collect 30 of them, 30 separate characters, and you can have your own character in Masters of the Bitcoin collection. And right now we have characters like John McAfee and...
yeah, I saw that. I saw that earlier.
Yeah, I read there's Ken Bosak right there in the pink bunny suit.
That's awesome. These are great.
So we launched that one at Shitcoin 2022, and it was just reserved for people who were either at Shitcoin or Bitcoin at the conferences. And then we discontinued those, and it ended up being crazy. So we sold, I think, 34 of them, and they're discontinued. There will be a second Ken Bosak, but it won't be the one that was special for the conferences.
So these are real figurines, right? Or they become real
figurines? They will be. Yeah, we have the prototypes already made. They're miniature versions and things like that. Proof of concept. However, you know, it's costly to have manufacturing done. So essentially, just like everything else in the space, you know, you use the NFTs to do the manufacturing. And then you have the physicals. But we want people to hold the NFTs just like the way that I believe the industry is going is you're going to be pre-purchasing items and then holding the digital version until you want the real version.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So will it be born to get your to get your real figure, or which way are you going to do it?
Correct. So yeah, that's why we're going with Nifty blocks as well, where we're launching the collection, because then we have that pack opening experience, and we have the when you burn the pack, you get an opened avatar. You get an open action figure and a crumpled pack, and then that action would then, you know, move into you receiving a physical action figure.
It's just going to be worldwide, obviously, right? Like, you'd be able to send this worldwide?
Yeah, so
okay,
it's not only going to be worldwide, but we're going to be on multiple blockchains. So we're going to launch the first 13 characters on Wax and, you know, see how that goes. But we're also in talks with, you know, other characters from other places like Binance and things like that. So essentially the characters that we have now, they would fit, I believe, on, you know, on the Wax blockchain. So that's why we're launching them here. But
now
we also have plans. What's that?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
We also have plans for a PFP project on ETH to take all of the action figures and mix them up and, you know, have some fun with that, regardless of the sentiment of PFP projects at the moment. It's just something that we have in the roadmap and, you know, many other things.
Very cool. Now with these pieces, so you're only going to release them in bunches then. So you're not going to release all 21,000 at once then. You're saying you're going to be releasing them in like little batches, in other words.
Correct. Yeah. Like, we want to make sure that it's not only done correctly, but we hit all of the, you know, all the blockchains fairly.
Sure. What other blockchains are you looking at? What blockchains are you looking for other than Wax?
We're definitely looking at Binance due to some of the characters that we have planned, and Ethereum for sure.
Gotcha.
But so far, I mean, we've tossed around some ideas with Polygon and things like that, but I believe that we've got our three picked.
Gotcha. And it's just one main artist then for all of these, this Bit by Bit?
So Bit by Bit is David Fuchs.
he did a documentary years ago with all of the OGs from the space. And him and James Patterson ended up coming together. Also, years later, came together on this Masters of the Bitcoin project. And then his James's wife hopped on board, Katrina, and then I came on as a contractor for MetaBuilders to help them with their project.
Yeah, totally. Like, yeah, one of the characters looked like the fast food guy. Funny. Was it? Yeah, he did look like that. That's fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, that's Wojak. Yeah.
Nice.
Wojak.
So this is like what you're planning as far as like the look of the actual action figure and the box that would come in and be something like this, in other words, right?
Correct. Yeah. You'll get that crumpled package and you'll get that action figure, but there'll be two separate NFTs, and then you can obviously take your action figure, play with it in some sort of way. But we also have a Metaverse release party in Neos that's happening on the launch day on the 31st.
Nice.
And there will be some other Metaverse plays with like Blockchain Valley Virtual and City of Gold. We got a lot of things going on. Nice. When it comes to Metaverse, because we're trying to get these action figures interoperable through all the Metaverses, obviously, or all of the virtual worlds. Sure, there's one Metaverse, whatever.
How are you guys going to handle the production on so many different pieces? Curious on that. Like, are you guys 3D printing these out, or how are you guys going to be doing the actual in real life pieces?
There are going to be multiple options. Gotcha. That's us on the left, MetaBuilders.
So this is you guys right here?
Correct, yeah. I just switched the redirect because we're working on the main website, so it might not.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Go through, but
no worries.
So we've got some partnerships and for the project, and I wanted to mention as well that a lot of these projects, a lot of these NFT projects, just use the likeness of people without their permission, and the majority of the celebrity figures that are still alive, we have the IP, we have them signed saying that we can use their likeness in Masters of the Bitcoin. So we're not going to have any problems with like long-term or taking on investors or partners of any kind, because
smart way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty legit.
The name smart.
And so now you got 17 days before they're going to do it on Tuesday, May 31st. What time in the day is the drop?
10 a.m., I believe.
And that is Eastern or Pacific? What time zone?
I believe it's Eastern, but I'll have to double check. It should be on the.
Gotcha.
Everyone else is from the East Coast. I'm like the only dude from the West Coast over here.
that was me in the beginning of the space. Everyone I talked to lived in Florida or New York. So I get that.
Yeah, basically Miami or Texas is where I'm dealing with.
nice. So cool, man. So yeah, you guys have to come back when you get this all launched, so we can see the characters you're going to pop up, because you don't have any of the characters are going to be up for the 31st yet, do you, by any chance?
Well, that's the Blue Wizard. That's going to be one of the characters. I will be one of the characters, and Tone Vase. I don't know if you know who he is.
But know him well.
One, Ken Bosak as well.
Nice.
There's a few good ones. I'll make sure to tag you on the next post on Twitter when we do mention the characters.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, and once again, I'm going to post this in the YouTube chat for everyone. You guys can go read up on it. There's a whole roadmap and a whole like kind of idea of like where they're headed with everything. It sounds really interesting, so definitely go check them out, guys. Really cool, and the pieces look cool. I like all these, and we like the fast food Wojak. So we're totally cool with that. That's awesome, man. It's super cool.
Right, and what they're trying to accomplish essentially is to create timeless collectibles that, you know, not only just people in the NFT space will like, but everyone who's in the crypto space, who's followed any of these people, or, you know, who's attached to any of these true stories of, you know, leadership and being a pioneer, and people like McAfee who are no longer with us based upon the things that they stood for. And, you know, it's like, this is a real movement that is happening in the crypto space. And a lot of us are sacrificing our safety and our reputations by standing behind something that's so volatile in every sense. Mm-hmm. So
especially this
when
week,
David,
yeah, this
what's
week,
that?
Especially this week. This week is volatility to the extreme. You know,
so. Right? So David wants to, you know, he created the collection originally so that he could pay homage to all of these people and respect, and so that's what it's all about, and we hope everybody loves it.
Yeah, it's looking good, man. You guys are doing a good job. It looks like a solid project. I'm curious to see where this ends up. You know, you guys got to come back and keep us updated and let us know how it goes, man. Yeah, this is great, yeah. Man. Yeah, best of luck with awesome. Everything, man. This is really cool.
Absolutely.
Cool,
thank you.
Looks good.
Yeah, man. Thank you for coming on and letting us know, man. Yeah, you definitely come on back and hopefully I don't know where the other there was another person here. Did they take off Crackers?
There's not he had to leave. Yeah, he's part of this project.
Gotcha. Well, cool. Well, we're coming up on the hour, guys. So I think we're good, man. Anybody want to leave us with anything? Jose, you want to leave us with anything?
Yes, I wanted to tell the story of yesterday when we were partying hard on the metaverse. Can you show the picture, please?
Oh wait,
did you have the TG?
Let me see if I have it. Wait, let me see. Let me see if I have it. Let me see. Where did I put the picture? Did I put it in the Telegram? Is it in Telegram?
Yes, it's on your personal Telegram. I sent it to you.
Okay. Yeah. So we're checking out some new metaverse stuff that we found, and so we this was me and Jose with our new avatars.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we have these the avatars are crazy in this, so it's really cool. And what's really cool is that when you see Jose, he talks, his mouth will move, and it was freaking me out. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'll send you one, TC. You're gonna like this. There's some upgrades happening to the Morbs verse. So
what does it do? Scan a picture of you and
it's a selfie. You upload a picture and it scans you, but it gives you dead eyes.
It does give you dead eyes. Everything looks like dead eyes, like doll's eyes, dead eyes.
That looks cool.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's we'll have some fun with that here. We'll be talking more about that soon. And also, Rar's been helping me out do PFP Maker. He's been developing some great collector tools as well for rarities and secondaries for a bunch of collections doing PFP stuff. So
was that not awful? According to some people, that certain PFP projects aren't legitimate and are causing fraud in the blockchain, let me say.
Yeah. Oh, do tell.
Oh, man. Well,
that's why we use our tools with responsibility and only with our friends.
Exactly.
With these tools come great responsibility, is it?
That's right. It's like a Spider-Man episode, you know? Like, yeah, I think, you know, I've been thinking about, like, how to do it in the future, and I'm thinking I'm going to do a vote. I think we're going to have people vote, like, where people, like, maybe submit the project for who can use it, and then people can vote on what they want, so that way they can have a kind of an easier route at it. So I think we'll figure out something.
I have an idea for one. I sent you a message about it last
night. I saw it, but I didn't ask you enough about it. We'll DM. You'll tell me about it, and we'll get it going, dude, for sure. You know.
I think it's a fun one. I think Jose has the kind of character look as well for the.
Oh, cool.
Because I'll describe it. It'd be a fun one. Because I think he's done. I think he has maybe one NFT that looks quite similar to that idea. What I go with.
Okay.
Very cool.
Have a route around and have a look in his inbox there, and I'll find.
Yeah, we'll get that going, man, for sure. Yeah, and then there's some other projects that, what was it, Monster Cadet that we were talking to a little bit? They might be doing something. I don't know. We'll talk, Jose. We have a couple of projects. And then we got TC. He's been doing some music stuff, which is really cool, with some ideas that he's been given for a long time, which is like he wants a music store. So I'm close to that, TC. So I'm trying for the next Wax Attacks to have a room that's music headphones that you stand in the middle of and you'll be able to
hear
the music. Cool. I think that'd be really fun like that. So that way you can really check out music NFTs a different way. And you got it, man. Anytime, Crypto Co. Anytime.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Anytime, man.
Mike's a powerhouse.
Yeah, man. It's nice to see projects still moving forward and not getting too fudded out by all the crypto roller coaster mess. And for the people out there that are new to crypto, this is all normal. The roller coaster is just part of the fun. That's the hold on to the ride, you know, because it'll be rebounding almost immediately, like this morning. Like, you know, yesterday everyone's freaking out about Luna and Luna's at the end and all this stuff. And then this morning I'm seeing all these people buying Luna. So I'm like,
it's gone down to nearly nothing. Binance has pulled it.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and okay, I got stung with 2.5. I'm not too, I'm not.
I read somewhere some guy had
2.8 million. You ran KSI from YouTube.
$17?
Yeah, dude.
He's an English, well, I mean, he's an English YouTube guy.
So wrecked.
You know, the guys that gave did that whole BTC swap for it. That's what he kind of got swindled a little bit on both sides, or he didn't, and it's crooked. But I don't know. We'll see where this all goes. I just hope it doesn't bring too much regulation to the space, which could turn things a different route. You know, so who knows? But Bitcoin's going up and down. It's staying about 30,000. We haven't dipped too much lower. But if it goes below 20, I'm buying like crazy, because then it's like 2016 again, and I know where it's going from there. So
yeah, I think we're in a bear market now.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we'll be fine.
It's cold out there. That's all I'm saying. It's cold out there, and wax is.
This is my favorite time in crypto.
Well, you're a bear. What do you expect? You look at a bear.
Exactly. Yeah. He's cruising by the lake. He's like, yeah, but give me. Yeah,
now, so, in all fairness, I think wax is still sitting at about 12 cents.
It went back up.
Oh, okay. It went back up. Okay, that's not so bad.
It was sitting at 10.5, I think, at one point. It went all the way down to 9,
yeah.
It went down to 8 last night.
8?
Yeah, it went down to 8 for a second. That's when I saw it, and I was like, oh, God. I was like,
I'm back a year and a half. No.
Exactly.
I was taking all my stuff out of long-term holdings and throwing them into these shit coins with like $400,000 market caps. That's what I was doing. At the bottom of that dip, I was like, okay, well, I'll buy a million of these, buy a million of those.
Exactly.
It's the best way to go. It's the best play to make.
It is, man. Because when it comes back, everyone kicks themselves, you know?
Now's the time to earn.
That's right. Well, guys, once again, it's been a fun Friday night. Thank you guys for chatting with us and being here. All you guys watching out there in YouTube and Twitch land and Twitter land, thank you for watching.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. Yeah, I've got to come back on. And Jonesy, thank you again. You want to leave us with anything, Jonesy?
Thank you for having me. It's always fun to be here.
Of course, man. And I can't wait to see more and more intern packs coming from you. It's going to be great, man.
Yeah, I'm actually working on the DeFi.
Yeah, the more I'm waiting for it, man. I saw the sketch. It looks awesome, man. It looks beautiful. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm glad that you like it. I mean, it's a I did some artistic changes to it.
It's all good with me. It looks good, man. You're an artist I trust, man. Go with it, man. It's awesome.
Good to hear that. Yeah, and Crackers, yeah, we can talk about your intern. Yeah. If you also trust my
of course, yeah, Jonesy, I remember when you started.
hey, Jonesy, we have an intern online too, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's already in it's in the queue, basically.
We're all moving it forward as fast as possible. So cool, man.
Yeah. I thought I had extra interns so I can relax a bit. But now I'm like trying to catch up. So,
overloaded, so man.
Probably I'll have 1 week without it. But anyways, we'll see. I'll try my best.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you again. Mike, do you have anything to leave us with?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you guys want to get in on this drop, go load up some wax, man, while it's cheap.
Yeah, this is the time, man.
We're planning on selling whole collections of them to, you know, specific individuals, so they're going to go.
Heck yeah, man. So May 31st, guys. May 31st, Tuesday, 10 a.m.
Tag me when you drop it.
For sure.
Will do.
Yeah, we'll do some retweets for you, man. Try to hopefully get that thing sold out. Awesome, man. That's great. Okay, guys. Well, another one has gone. We'll see you till next week. Adios. Have a good one, guys. Happy Friday
13th. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. See you guys.
See you later.